essentially where you guys stepped up and said, hey, we'll pay that other, because we're doing 75%, right? We're paying 75% of the...
100%.
We're paying 100%, but we're not paying the location of it. Right. Whereas, and that's where you guys stepped up and said, hey, we'll help with that even more so.
Well,
so.
It helps you stretch your dollars.
Right. That many more pump out.
One thing we also are doing, if the system is found to be failing, we have a septic remediation program
right.
where we can come in and we can grant and loan them money to replace their system. And so if a pumper gets out there and finds this thing, you know, that system's just really in serious trouble, we have money to help them fix it. So
but how long ago was that when we first started this? It wasn't very long ago. I want to say it was January.
Mm-hmm.
I guess my compliment would be is I'm impressed at how quickly this has already come to fruition. Because it seemed like it was just a few months ago that we did start the – where, again, right. it was us sitting here talking just like this, saying,
right.
hey, well, you guys are doing this. We're doing this. Let's work together. And
well, and John takes a lot of credit for that.
Yes, definitely.
He's been a really good partner.
Good.
Yeah. Yeah, John's easy to work with. And so He gets on
know,
it. He gets
you
on it.
We don't know John how we know John.
When he wants to be.
But we have a memorandum of understanding. We pull up to $10,000 through this grant, and this check here was for
$6,200.
Yes.
Good.
So we have remaining $3,800 still
Is it going to be one of those big cardboard checks? Is that?
I was thinking about that. I thought that would be a good visual aid, but
that'd probably just be a waste of money.
But this one actually does go through the
it goes
bank.
Through, right?
That's a real check. Yeah. Well, thank you very much.
Will you want to get?
Thank you.
Let her get a picture.
Can
with,
we get a picture?
Yes.
That would be wonderful.
That's what needs to be done if you're going to take care of more. Representation letter 2016. This is, we have a letter from Mr. Cotty of approving the the representation letter.
KPM for the internal audits.
KPM, yeah.
Mr. Finley, do you want to speak to that or just? Okay. I didn't know if you wanted to make any comments. Move to approve the representation letter by KPM CPAs.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Taney County Enhancement District Board Appointment Announcement.
That's for the TCED. We have a board appointment coming up. So I think our intention was to have the media be notified so that they can put out So this letter's from the tourism, from the TCED. Courteous reminder that Taney County will have available one appointment to the Branson Lakes Area Tourism Community Enhancement District Board of Directors for a 3-year term beginning October 1st, 2016. The current one expires on September 30th, so we need to make the appointment before October 1st. That way, they have, because they have an October 27th meeting. So, anyways, I think the main reason for putting it on there was just to...
That was the purpose of putting it on the agenda.
Yep.
I think we receive applications in our office for the person that we want, that we need to appoint. I believe there's one application already in. In a recommendation letter from the...
Is it?
I think so. But anyway, we want to put that out. We've been criticized in the past for making that appointment without...
Next on the agenda is Missouri Moves Cost Share Program Discussion. May go into executive session per 610.02.112 contracts.
I'm Travis Iyer with HDR. First, I guess I'll kind of go through what I found out about this since Thursday. Talked to MoDOT. I think your intentions were to try to build a roundabout down there, do a cost share program for this roundabout at the same time they're building the new bridge. Talked to MoDOT. Their plan right now is this first round of cost shares, $20 million statewide, that the person I talked to at MoDOT felt like it was more for shovel-ready projects. She was concerned about how well we compete for this one. But then in mid to late August, there's actually another $5.3 million available that's just for this district. That you may have a better shot at that one to start with. The problems we've come up with so far is they're planning to bid that bridge in April, which means through their review process, their plans are basically finalized in February. So we're probably not going to be able to get that roundabout, us or whoever designs it, done and into that project. MoDOT's thinking is they would build the bridge, then a year later or something, come back and do the roundabout. Part of that is because you're going to need to require some right-of-way for the roundabout, probably on the north side of the road, I'm guessing. And just MoDOT alone, it took them 10 months to get the permit from the Corps. So we'd be going through the same process, and I don't know that you could get the permits in time to get it as part of this project. With that said, I think whoever you would hire could get the design done, but basically what's going to happen is MoDOT's already redoing that intersection, so they'd have to change all their plans, and I don't think you're going to get them to change their plans in that time frame. So that's kind of the first hurdle I want to talk about. As far as this actual application, we can definitely help you with it. Part of the stipulation is we can't offer our services for free, or it disqualifies us from any future design if you do get funding. So we would have to have some kind of contract to prove, I guess, we were paid for the help in the application.
You've already been approved through our qualifications process. I checked with Mr. Erickson when I talked to you.
Sure.
I'm a little bit confused on this, Travis, and the fact that we are the supporting cast.
Yep.
MoDOT is the main people on this, and the other projects that we've done with those individuals that work for MoDOT helped us in the power site project, which was the purchase of the tow-in property. Mm-hmm. The county was involved in it, but also it's a MoDOT road. So I'm a little bit confused on how they proceed with the money that's available if their participation in the engineering process doesn't.
Well, I asked him that specifically, that, you know, not to talk us out of work, but if the county were to get approved for a cost share, if MoDOT would just design that roundabout, work it into their project, and basically just ask the county for reimbursement or to chip in on it. But she said their engineers are so backed up they won't have time to do the design. Basically, they don't want to mess with the design on the roundabout. So.
And I don't care for us to be a participant in a payment for the design if we can get it done in time.
Yeah.
I'm not wanting a situation to where they build a bridge and then we try to put a roundabout in after the bridge is already in place when the cost-saving amount of money, there's going to be a time frame when traffic's going to be held up and there's going to be everything that you go through to do a project like that. Whereas if the roundabout is, and our main purpose was to provide the fill, and that'd be a major part of our cost share. And if we can come in and do it the same time that they're doing the bridge project, I mean, it's a tremendous time saving and money saving.
I agree with you. That's why I wanted to bring that up, because obviously that makes the most sense. And what I'm trying to set up a meeting with them now to kind of go through that, because what I've asked them is if we could basically piggyback off of their existing permits through the Corps, which to me seems possible, but the only problem with that is, you know, with the roundabout, the way they're doing the intersection now is just a T intersection. So basically it'd be the north side of the highway there isn't really going to change. If we put in a roundabout, you may kind of bulge that out to where we have to get more right of way. If we have to get more right of way, then you got to go through all those additional hurdles, and then it's not going to be done in time. If we can get it to fit within their right of way they've already acquired and within their permits, then you could probably get it done in time.
If we could arrange a meeting with the Corps representatives at the Mountain Home office, and then it has to go to Little Rock. Mm-hmm. If we could arrange a meeting with those, in the best interest of everybody, not talking about just the best interest of MoDOT and the best interest of the Corps. If
MoDOT, honestly, to this point, she sent me their preliminary right-of-way plans. We are going to be able to use a traffic study from, I think it's 2012, that they did for the bridge, and that's one of the requirements of the grant application. But just so you know, just the grant application, you got to have that traffic study, preliminary plans, preliminary cost estimate, recommendation letters from MoDOT and the Regional Planning Commission, which I think we can get all that. The biggest thing we still need to come up with, I guess, is the alignment and cost estimate. But we can use the existing study, which will help a lot.
That's
so.
You know, all the environmental studies and everything that go in on that's already been done.
Yeah, and that's what I'm trying to get out of MoDOT, is if we can kind of share all that and fall under their clearances and permits, that'll help a lot. But she was, it's Beth who I've been talking to. She was going to talk to higher ups and see if they could get a meeting set up and see what we can do with this. But
is Michael Bach still with MoDOT?
I don't know.
He's the senior traffic studies specialist, dated 2012.
That says
when the intersection is funded, it should also be considered for a roundabout. Yeah. That's 2012 from MoDOT, from the senior traffic specialist. So.
That's the study we're going to be able to use for application.
That's pretty important. I mean, that they were considering a roundabout at that time also. I just wonder if Taney County and its effort to partner with them, if we could send in an application that stated that we would cost share 50%, with our 50% being the biggest portion of the 50% be the fill. Because they have to hire it all done. They have to bring in loads, and they're going to be expensive loads of fill, whereas we have fill in different locations that we can put in. I mean, we're on a short leash here.
Yeah, this application is due the 29th, so.
And I don't know how we could do a...
Man, that's the problem I was having, is if we help you with this application, even coming up with the cost estimate, you know, the cost to do this 2 years from now when the bridge is already done versus doing it as part of the bridge project is going to be two totally different things. So someone, I guess, if we need some direction one way or the other, how would we go about that?
Right.